Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. Today, Michelin-starred American Portuguese chef George Mendes shares a recipe for a Goan shrimp dish and a cocktail to match.
Hi, my name is George Mendes and I'm a chef based in New York City, and today I'll be taking you through a recipe for a seared shrimp with a Goan Portuguese curry, as well as a quick cocktail to enjoy with it. So here are the recipes. We'll start with the masala. You need 8 dried red chilies, 6 cloves of garlic, 1 tablespoon of whole black peppercorns, 2 tablespoons of coriander seeds, 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds, 1/2 tablespoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 tablespoon of tamarind paste, 6 milliliters of olive oil, 1 small onion minced, a 2-inch piece of fresh ginger peeled and minced, 1 small tomato diced, 1 bag of Yukon Gold potatoes peeled and diced, roughly a pound of potatoes that is, kosher salt to taste, a can of coconut milk, 1 juice of a lime, as well as all of the zest, and then 16 pieces of shrimp. Try to get 16-20 size or a medium sized shrimp, peeled and deveined. To start, let's make the masala. In a mortar pestle, combine the chilies, garlic, and spices and grind to a smooth paste. Add the tamarind paste and mix well. Set that aside. Make the curry. Heat a 1-liter sized pot over medium high heat. Add the olive oil, followed by the onion and ginger. Season with salt to taste. Lower the heat slightly and cook until transparent. Add the potatoes. Next, add the masala mixture. Let this cook for a few minutes until aromatic. Then, add the diced tomatoes and continue to cook until the water evaporates. Next step, add the coconut milk and let simmer over medium heat for 20 minutes or until the potatoes are cooked through. Keep this warm. Now, grab a medium-sized saute pan over high heat and you're gonna sear the shrimp. Season the shrimp with salt and pepper on both sides. Add a tablespoon of olive oil to the pan and then carefully add the shrimp in batches of 8. Sear on each side for 1 to 2 minutes until golden brown. Do not let the shrimp cook further or it'll become rubbery. Remove from the pan and keep warm. Warm the coconut curry and add the lime juice and lime zest. Taste and adjust season if needed. Distribute the shrimp among 4 plates and then sauce each plate generously with the curry potato mixture along with the tomatoes. Now, something I've really been getting into during this time, as I think a lot of us have been as well during the pandemic, is cocktails. One drink I've really enjoyed lately is an easy ginger highball with Dewar's Portuguese Smooth. Given that it features Dewar's 8-year-old double-aged Scott whiskey blend finished in Portuguese ruby port casks. Gosh, it's so delicious. It marries well with my Portuguese-inspired cuisine, especially this dish. This cocktail is a fun twist on a highball featuring notes of freshly sliced ripe apricots, honeydew melon, and a touch of honey. It's pretty simple. 2 parts of Dewar's Portuguese Smooth, top with some ginger ale, and garnish with a lemon peel. That is really it. So there you have it, a wonderful Portuguese Goan curry paired with a simple ginger ale Dewar's Portuguese Smooth highball. Enjoy!
My thanks to George Mendes. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.